posse cut right here, man. Sean Watts on the track. Seuss, Don One, Woo-Boy, Quinn, The Gift, and yours truly, Fred Nutt. I'm one in a million with $1 million flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in it though. If it's a problem, let me know, or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that'll be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss, ain't get treated like Virgil. Cause when I write raps, it's beyond your price tag. He's a waste of man.
Welcome back to the show of shows with the host of hosts. And frankly, that's me. And the Z is silent. As you can see, he's pretty silent today. But unlike Juwan Howard, we're not just going to punch our way out of this thing. We're going to come out on top because can't nobody fire me. I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because frankly, like that whore you used to date, shit, I am hardcore. You don't believe me? Ask that whore that you dated. But always joining me as well, I got my man to the left, Big Kips in the chat. Yeah, you know, sometimes I lead the program because my son be hurting too. We got my man, the Z is solid. What's going on, Dice Man?
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Almighty Dice Man, a.k.a. I can't even do it.
You can do it. A.k.a. got the bubble guts. A.k.a. my stomach hurt. A.k.a. I got to work because Mike's making fun of me on air. A.k.a. I'm not Juwan Howard. I don't just punch little white people because I'm a bully. A.k.a. he's from the South Side. So that's kind of the white man's point for getting the South Side man's face like that. A.k.a. Big Kips in the chat. What's going on, Dice?
All right. So I got, oh, you know what? Oh, forgot something. Hold on real quick. Pardon me. I am him, Dembella. Give me the power, I beg of you! All right, here we go.
Don't be murdering nobody. And today, just to add to the program, we got my man, Wild Wow, from the urban sports scene, joining us today. This newly wrestling fan I've known for about six years now.
I know, I'm back, now.
All of a sudden, he's a wrestling fan. I guess, like my wife, I just rub off on people the wrong way.
Yeah, man. I want to thank you, Mike. I appreciate you because, you know, you kind of got me back. You got me on. I see my man, Vaughn, on the chat. Yeah, Mike got me back on the wrestling. Also, friend of the show, I know my man Micah. He's helped me out too, getting back in the wrestling. I used to be a big, big wrestling fan back in the day. You know, obviously NWO, Attitude Era. Even longer than that, I used to be part of RP Fizz when I was younger. So I used to be heavy into wrestling. Then, this point in time in wrestling, I think it's awesome. Even if you're not watching WWE, but there's so many different cool. Wrestling organizations, and honestly, it's just if you are a wrestler, in my opinion, it's a great time anyway. It's just so much, man. It really is for every type of fan. You know what I mean? For every type of wrestling fan,
it's so much. I feel like you said for every kind of wrestling fan, you are right. You are not lying. And he's one of the main people. I know you don't know him on this wrestling scene with us, but you know him from the Soul in Sports, and you know him from urban sports scene. But he'd be like, yo. You ain't watch Impact? And I'd be seeing him and Micah in our little chat be going back and forth. I'd be in my head saying, I watch it. I'm not sure if I want to talk about it, though. Right, but this man says, you got to talk about it.
Impact. Lit, man. I'm telling you, that thing lit. Just they on, it ain't on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at the Twitch. Pro. Well, whatever that you going to call that. but in terms of, like, programming and performers, you know, they doing it, man. Especially, like, the women's wrestling. You know, Deonna Purrazzo. And that's a lady to me that doesn't get enough talk, like in terms of the mainstream.
We talk about it on this show.
Oh, no, I believe you do, but I'm saying, like, you know, we talk about how great Charlotte is. We talk about how great, you know, Britt Baker is. You know what I'm saying? But Deonna holds it down, man. Like, Deonna is amazing. Like, I would, you know, we always, Oh, you know, I love Kiera Hogan. I think Kiera Hogan dope. I just think that you look at, you know, we talk about breaking the opening door, the forbidden door, but you have like a, Like for instance, AEW Impact, man, I think you drop the ball if you don't get Dr. Britt Baker and Deonna together. Like, I think you're dropping the ball. Like, that's something you already have that relationship. You can work that out some one way or the other. Like, them two, whatever you know, you want to air it, you know, when aired on Impact or AEW, like, it would probably have to be AEW, just keep the buck. But you know what I mean? Like, that's something that has
Vince
to be made.
Vince ain't that smart to go ahead and make that money. Actually, you know, I can't say that. We always say Vince is stupid. That man's a billionaire. Okay.
Oh, Vince?
Yeah,
Rich is a genius, man. Yeah, I don't never knock. He's a genius. He just got money.
He just out of touch like Juwan Howard punching little white guys from Wisconsin.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a shame.
I keep saying that because at the South Side, that bothers me. This grown-ass man couldn't take the fact that he called a timeout. But also, listen, welcome to the program. 301 King Von Jr. on the Twitter. Here's my social media to the icons, the stars, and Ayatollahs, and all the rock and rollers going on in the chat room. I see you on fire, my man George Lewis, always checking in what's going on. He says he's excited for WrestleMania. My man DC Crawford, what's going on, fellas? Be well, Z, man. Get some Pepto. Bismol, okay. And listen, I'm gonna make fun of him live on air because when my stomach was hurting, I think 2 weeks ago.
Your stomach always hurting though.
Okay, but everybody don't know that.
It's always hurting. There's everybody nothing don't know new. Always it's hurting, very though. Rare that I am feeling ill.
Yeah, Mister, I got iron guts. Well, guess what? Now the day they ain't iron. Okay, I wonder if Ross going to be like tonight. We're going to talk about that. What's going on, John? How you doing? And as always, King Von Jr. 720. He changed his Twitter name because he got hacked. People out here hacking people and trying to borrow money from people, knowing people ain't got no money. We ain't millionaires. Go hack a millionaire. Leave us little folk alone.
Yeah, them folks acting like my Nigerian folks, man. You know I'm Nigerian. They acting like us. You know what I mean? Like we doing scams.
I'm going to let that one go. But today, guys, we have a plethora. And y'all know I love that word of entertainment and wrestling to talk about today. This is Around the Block with Mike Knox here on Unpopular Review. So make sure you check out this show tonight and other shows on the Unpopular Review Network. Let's talk about tonight. The road to WrestleMania has been paved. You know, you cannot get to the road to WrestleMania without going around the blocks with Mike Knox and the Z is silent. And listen, it starts with champion versus champion. I asked the question on my social medias this week. Got some crazy responses. I'm going to resubmit them live on air as well. And want to hear from you as always. As my man Jerry McJohns would say, brother, comment below. Let me know. Or in this case, let us know what you think. Champion versus champion. Roman versus Brock. It is going to happen. It will be for the title. Does it matter? I'm hearing a lot of comparisons. And today, I'm going to be nice to that son of a bitch. I'm going to say his name today. Just today. After the day.
Don't you dare. You better fucking not. Don't you dare.
You know what I'm talking about? People are comparing it to Warrior and that guy. Okay, I didn't say his name. Okay, you fixed it. So they're comparing this champion versus champion to Warrior versus that guy, right? That's some of the comparisons out there. We're going to talk about that as well as Bianca and Becky too. You love it, you hate it. I'm hearing a lot of mixed reviews. And again, guess what? It's the world of professional wrestling. I'm sorry, I digress. It's the world of let's hate on the WWE. This is what we want, Vince. If Vince gives it to you, man, that's some bullshit you gave it to me that way. So we're going to talk about that as well. Who will be some of the big WWE's returns coming back? I've always mentioned, or we've mentioned in this program, and until I see him somewhere else, I'm not sure Bray Wyatt's done. Will Cody Rhodes show up? Or will there be somebody else big that happens? WrestleMania is only 6 weeks away, and as of right now, it has some stars to end up, but for two nights, something has to start taking place tonight. Flair and Rousey, is that the match you want to see? We all know that's the match I've been calling for 3 years. It told you before they had it 3 years ago. We'll talk about that as well. And what I never like to do, but what all you folks like to do, let's play some fantasy booking. Let's book WrestleMania. You see the card that's in front of you that I've already given you. Let's book this thing. And also, what would guys like Seth, AJ, Orton, Riddle, Kevin Owens, what are they going to do? It's a lot of stuff happening right now. Also, Bobby Lashley out. Was this a good way to write him off of TV or not? Let's talk about it. And what about our man Montavious? Say his name, Dice. I can't. It's something, but Vontavious Porter. MVP. You know his damn name. All right, talk about that guy,
Vontavious Porter.
Vontavious. I wasn't sure if it's Vontavious. I didn't want to fuck up. So thanks for helping me out.
You was doing good with the read. You was doing good with the read there until you got to that part.
Well, I wanted to say I didn't want to say MVP. I wanted to be fancy with it. You know what I'm saying? I got grape poupon. All right. I don't use grape jelly no more on my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I use strawberry and apple. You know, so I want to say Vontavious Porter. But see, I was
strawberry apple. You strawberry
Montel apple. Vontavious.
Well, that's why I don't say it. That's what I got you guys for. The smart ones. This is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. Never said I was one that was intelligent. Okay. All right. So also WWE 2K22. That game is right around the corner. We have gotten some reveals. A lot of the roster ratings are up there. Let's talk about them. What you think about it? And also, this is the month of February. This is the last Monday of February. So Black History, let's talk about that as well. But listen.
Wait, no, it's not. We got one more. The 28th is a Monday.
That's a Monday because today is the 21st. Good point. See? Intelligent. See? I keep y'all around for that reason. What do I know? So let's get this show started. And just to piss off my wife because she hates when me and Dice do this. Let's get this show popping right here, right now, today. We just saw the Elimination Chamber this past weekend. For those who did not catch the Around the Block UPR review combined post show, you see that right there, Wally? When you see the ones go up, you got to put the just ones up for the tribal chiefs.
Okay, I got you. I got respect the gang.
We the ones.
But you G, that was pretty gangster.
I don't know about y'all, but see, I'm gonna turn around right here. Y'all see, I ain't got my glasses on, right? So I'm up here squinting like I'm a blind man. I'm gonna turn my fan on because it's 80 degrees in Florida, God darn it. And I'm sweating already. That's how hot this show is. So again, let's get it started. Elimination Chamber was this past weekend, Dice. I know you're gonna get a chance to speak about it while you welcome to the program as well. Mm-hmm. Just real fast synopsis from you two both, and I'll start with you, Dice. What was your thoughts, Elimination Chamber? I gave it a 3.5 out of 5 Miz. You Spinner World Championships. I actually thought, watching it, I didn't like the execution. You know how we on this program, but talking about it, seeing the role we do have as it's paid for WrestleMania, I'm not disappointed in it. It actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was. To me, the worst part was my Usos didn't fight on the night. And, you know, I'd be kind of mad if I was a Viking Raider. I went all the way to Saudi Arabia, didn't get no shine. But, hey, they still got paid. Right, they still got paid. You have fans that jumped about. That's some bullshit, man. They ain't even wrestle. They got a check, okay? Why you think Goldberg was there? He had a check, okay? That's what is the game is about. The game is to be paid and to get laid, all right? Not just that I hear make you guys all happy about what they do on the internet. But Sir Dice, your thoughts about the Elimination Chamber match? Or not the match, but the night. I'm sorry.
It didn't surprise me. It didn't surprise me at all. Like, let's while we are on the road to WrestleMania, it is not like for the next 2.5-3 months, every show, every telecast is going to hit it out of the park. We already know. May I remind everybody, Great Balls of Fire? Remember that shit? Remember
I love that song.
Roadblock? Remember Roadblock? Remember
I like
that
Capital Punishment.
Fucking...
I like the Capital Punishment. We got to see R-Truth take on John Cena that and Lil Jimmy.
That was before Mania.
I think it was before Mania. Where you at, Vaughn? Vaughn, let me know. Keep going.
It's I thought it was fine. Like, we're not gonna get 5 out of 5 star
he says before Mania.
On the way. Oh, okay. So there you go. It's right in that area. Like, Chamber is just to set up the main events. We know this, but sometimes the main event isn't always. You know, we've had discussions where there's matches that we thought were better or should have been higher up on the card than they were. And they usually start off the Mania because that's the way you want to start it off. But you also don't want to have the sleeper match after 3 hours. You don't want to be the one that has that sleeper match because we sit here and watch it and get kind of tired after you get some food up in you, a couple of drinks.
It wasn't 5 hours though, so I was happy it wasn't a 5 hour pay-per-view. And you know, like we said before, Dice, I don't think you're off again today, but I'm remind you, we know that show wasn't for us, it was in Saudi Arabia. That man paid $1 billion for that show to get stars, so he got his stars that he paid for, and it is what it is. You have to understand, like,
but
I
it's never going to be for us,
and I tell you the time, it's for people in the building, they really are, they are made for the crowd that's showing up. You know what I mean? At least those events are. How it comes off on TV, he cares. But, I mean, you didn't pay to go. You know what I'm saying? Where your
teacher? I'm on day
22. How many shows you think I got left?
I'm going to say a good 23.
No, I'm going to make this shit all the way to Mania. How many days before Mania got? Now, I might pull out something that's a little too small. Like, I ain't going to lie, right? Like, my cease and desist shirt. Like my cease and desist shirt that I brought that bitch too small because that's all they had was a 2X. I didn't care. I wanted it that bad. It was only sold in Hot Topics, right? I hate that.
You gonna go with something young?
What I do is I put it on.
I take a picture of it, right, and then take it like right off.
You gotta wear that bitch over your head. Wear that bitch like a bandana over your head. You know?
You, that's something thought, young, man.
Your thoughts on the pay-per-view while not come back.
I'm gonna ask, to your point, man, like, I mean, I don't want to be redundant. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It was good. It was solid. That's how I look at it. It served its purpose. You know, you had Goldberg on the card. You know what you're trying to obtain. Like it's about that crowd. You know what I mean? That audience, the mainstay, Ronda Rousey in a tag team match. You have that big name on the card. You know what I mean? Like you have to take care of that audience. You know what I mean? They put a lot of money into it. So I think looking at that card, it was what it was. The only issue I would have is like you said, Mike, not having the Usos. We talk about this tag team being one of the best tag teams ever in the game, right?
Right.
Like if you're that brand, you should always be on the card. Like you shouldn't be left off the card. Like that shouldn't. There's other acts that you can throw off the card and not having the Usos. You know, try to find what happened on the card.
I won't lie. Looking at the card, mm-hmm. even including the pre-show with Miz and Mysterio.
Yeah,
they were the match I would bump.
They would really okay. You wouldn't bump
because, Uso. We got to see them, okay. Right? So we saw them shine in their glory. Okay. Right, they threw the ones up. They were talking trash. It was at one point Jimmy was talking so much trash. Jay was like, "Dude, come on, get this suplex over with." I don't know if you saw that. He was like Jimmy was still talking, and Jay said, "Suplex, like let's get it over with." So we know the Viking Raiders weren't gonna win that match. So yeah. That's why for me, I was like, I didn't need to do that or not. Real fast, answer this question, John. I will answer this question later. But it's your first time, at least joining. I see your name here, and I mean, shout out to Kobe too. See the profile picture. I think he goes to face Rock anyway at Mania next year. I've been calling that for 2 years. Definitely. I said when it was supposed to be in LA before, I've been calling it blood versus blood in the first place because just Roman's the head of the table now, but we know who really the head of the table of this family. Okay, the Anawanis, and that definitely belongs to the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment. I was just watching Be Cool this morning, and I don't care nobody say the Rock's underrated in that role with him and Vince Vaughn. Okay, when he does the what my man John Travolta says, next time you do a you do a monologue, just pick one side. The Rock played both girls in the movie on the role. So I love that. What would you give this belt grade, Dice, from it? Because, again, I actually liked it. As I said, the more we talked about it and I got to see it, I get it wasn't what I would have wanted. But I don't think if I go match by match, I knew I was going to get from this. I was cool with it. I didn't think he was going to tap. He didn't tap. He passed out. I didn't think that either. Right. Yeah. I didn't think that whatsoever either, but we know who was going to win. Look at that man right there. That man is so photogenic. Look at that. All you men hate that you ugly. Because
that's
that
a handsome motherfucker.
That's a handsome motherfucker. Right there. Right. And then we got in the pre-show, The Miz did lose to Rey Mysterio. And anybody who thought Rey Mysterio was going to lose when his game is coming out with him on the cover was crazy. But Miz later on talks about, hey, will I get somebody to come over here and join me? So, of course, all the speculation started running rampant. Is this when Cody shows up? Then we got the women's elimination match, which, again, I thought was the best of the elimination match as far as action. Uh-huh. Okay, and the women did a good job. Winner, and should have been winner, Bianca Belair. Rhea Ripley fans out there, I feel your pain just a little bit, but let Bianca get hers back first. Can I just be honest with you? Yeah, it's Black History Month, and she's black, and like Issa Rae said, always bet on black. So that's why I went for Bianca Belair. But honestly, I thought Alexa Bliss was going to win this match. I didn't understand why to bring her back in this match if she would not win this match. So if Alexa would have won, I wouldn't have been disappointed because I thought it would make more storyline sense. However, we knew from the beginning it was going to be, you know, Bianca Belair. We knew that from the beginning. Then we got the match that, you know, I wanted to care. I wanted to see because we got Flamaine.
I'm not even gonna lie. I fell asleep.
Bro, you can go back and watch this match. This thing was highly entertaining. Okay. Look at my girl, Ronda Rousey. No makeup and her judo outfit. Okay, look at Charlotte Flair looking like a damn red Crayola crayon. And we already see Flamaine Mignon. Look, where's mother picture at Flamaine Mignon? Here it is. Look at that Stevie Wonder dude she got going on that bodysuit. Listen. And then, of course, anytime you got the greatest women's wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair. Y'all hear the kids in the background, baby. They
got them kids trained, man.
No, I don't even say that. As soon as I say it, they just come running.
Sound like Ric Flair.
okay, out here. And a match I thought was, she does look like Ric Flair, though. And
no, you sound like Ric Flair. Not, oh, we know she looks like him. You sound like Ric Flair. Oh,
well, I won't be married 6-7 times, that's for sure. Then we get the Madcap versus McIntyre match. And again, I talked about this, and the executive consultant talked about this. I was cool with this match. I liked this match. I thought it was going to be a bathroom match, but I thought this was surprisingly pretty good. What also surprised me was the performance Lita put on. I knew Lita would lose to Big Time Vex. Okay, not the man. I refuse to call her the man. It's supposed to be a women's revolution, especially when they're in Saudi Arabia. You can't be calling that girl the man. She's Big Time Vex. She ain't my goat. She might be your goat, his goat, their goat. Anybody got a Billy goat, but she ain't my goat. That belongs to Michael Jordan. Okay, only goat I recognize. All right, but winning that match, Big Time Vex. And then we set up the stuff. Oh, we had the men's Royal Rumble. And this is where I will start today's show off at, Dice. Good point and great segue. We get the news in this match, or watching this match, rather, shall I say, if I can digress a little bit. Bobby Lashley went out. Pay attention to how he went out, how they wrote him out. I'm saying this for a reason, because I asked the question, did you like the way he was written off of TV? And fans are legitimately pissed off. And again, I rephrase that, not fans. WWE haters are extremely pissed off. Okay, this man was hurt. I talked about this on this program, Dice, you was here, when I said how they were shooting in that match. I didn't like how Brock suplexed him.
You okay, call it.
He got hurt from that.
That Rumble, right? You talking about Rumble?
Rumble. And I called this way before this. You know, y'all want to come out and think y'all intelligent, and y'all go read something from somebody else's site that you know that's not a real site, but you say it's a good something. I got a source. It ain't called a motherfucking source. It's called a goddamn dirt sheet. And we all know around here, I say death to dirt sheets. Better than that, Samuel L. Jackson will tell you something better than I can tell you. That's for sure. That's exactly what I think about a dirt sheet. Okay. Hey, Dave Meltzer.
Fuck you.
Hey, Dave, fuck you. All right. And your dirt sheets. And Hogan,
because we're the ones. We break the news. We break the news. Not everybody else. We break the news. And you know why? Because we're intelligent. We tell you what you should be seeing. I don't understand why y'all just don't. You know what? Just hit me on the Twitter. Like, oh, you were right. You were right. Almighty Diamond, you were right. I'm usually right. Like when I'm right, I'm right. When I'm wrong, I'm still right. Still right. I could have been wrong.
I got a big head, and big head means big brain, but I'll forget everything, so I need you guys to help me out and be intelligent, too. So, right, with that being said, okay, but Bobby Lashley does get hurt on storyline, getting written off this way. I know it happened fast once Brock broke through the pods, but I cannot lie to you. I was not happy when I saw this at first. But as I got the finished product of the match and how it came out, no, I didn't like Riddle and Seth and AJ getting pinned so fast. Absolutely not. I think it's a disgrace to them. Okay. However, yet again, they get paid. They have options. You cannot get mad at the company when they accepted the gig. Okay. Second to that, I thought Brock looked good beating the shit out of Austin Theory. I never seen Rock climb on cages before, climb on top of pods. He could have hurt himself getting in and out of that pod. The whole thing was hilarious to me. And then now we have what we have WrestleMania beginning. Let's start right there, and I'll start with you, Wale. Bobby Lashley's hurt.
Yeah.
A lot of fans are a little disappointed that he was written off of TV that way. Another big misnomer that I hate. And on this one, guys, give me a second. I think it's just very important that I just do this, okay? I think it's very important. Oh, shit. Brock Lesnar is not known as the Rancho Cucamonga Black Wrestler Killers. That's not who he's known for. Okay. Does he happen to beat all black champions? Yes. Does he happen to beat all, let me see, Italian champions? Yes, he do. Does he beat all Italians of Irish descent? Yes, he do. In the words of my beautiful wife, Mrs. Knox, the day she first laid eyes on Brock Lesnar, the beast. Okay. The next big thing. The biggest superstar in the company, not the biggest wrestler in the company, but the biggest superstar in the company. She said, baby, that man got some Aryan in him. Okay, you can see it. His eyebrows is blonde. He just looks like he part of the brotherhood. All right? But all that still being taken away, you can't sit here as wrestling fans. Most importantly, as a supporter of all things black, you cannot sit here and tell me that this is a racist move for Brock Lesnar. Come on, black wrestling fans. I'm with you a lot of the steps of the way, but sometimes, like your mama, I got to tell you, it's time to come in the house. You know you was in the house when the lights came on. Okay, and that's simply to say, no, Brock Lesnar is Brock Lesnar. He beats everybody. Was he racist when he beat Taker? Was he racist when he beat Roman? Was he racist when he beat Austin or anybody else that he beat? Give me a break. With that being said, I now welcome back the crew. I'm sorry, I had to get off my chest. Go ahead.
I get it. You're, no, you're, I understand. No, like I agree with you, Mike. I mean, Brock, I think if you're looking for a push and Brock comes in town, he comes back on programming, the push is done. That's just Brock. And it don't matter what your skin tone is. It's Brock. That's what it is. So with that being said, my question is, since Bobby's been hurt since Rumble, and you've been like promoting Bobby and Brock, like Bobby's been talking, I'm gonna get Brock. And you've already pretty much known that Brock wasn't gonna be there. Would you have Bobby lose the strap earlier before that and go in?
I wouldn't. I personally, again,
okay.
Wrestling fans, we have to understand some things, right? Wrestling is first and foremost, whether this is what you watch for or not, right? Because I've been accused of saying things that's not fair, right? And I can't, like WWE, I want to push this down your throat, but I will continue to push this agenda down your throat. And that is, wrestling is hashtag storyline, first and foremost, right? So how else do you write him out of the thing? And again, I looked at this and I brought this up when I showed the picture. He was power bombed, right? What do you call the corner? What do you call Seth Rollins' move? Right?
Oh, the buckle bomb.
The buckle bomb through the pod. So he can come back and have three different storylines. You ready for him? I never lost my title.
Okay.
Seth Rollins, you got me hurt by throwing him into the cage. Or Austin Theory, you were so clumsy when he power bombed your dumbass. You hurt me through the pod. So that's why I...
Very good
what
part.
Else can you do? Have him get jumped backstage by the horseman? That only happens at Dusty Rhodes. And I thought that shit was real when I saw it as a kid.
That's a good point. Keep him strong and give him multiple storylines.
I thought it kept him strong, although other wrestling fans disagree.
No, it does. You're right. It opens the door for something else. But then you know that, I guess my question is that you know that Roman, in my opinion, Roman's going to beat Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what does that do with Lesnar when he does come back?
But see, that's just it. I have several people who think Brock wins.
Oh man, no, I don't think that's
what right. I don't think so either. But here's the thing. It's like this. When I see Roman, when I see Seth, when I see Brock, more than even those two.
Yeah.
Anything can happen because they're in the match.
True.
Because Brock Lesnar listen, who was the best person to take the streak away from Taker? We can all say it should have been this person and that person for storyline reasons.
Brock.
But for heat, no, because Brock can never, you know what I mean? It's Brock Lesnar.
Brock is more believable to beat people like
that.
Brock is just believable. It's just, it is what it is. It's very believable. Like, I don't ever not, even if Brock beats Roman in Mania, which could happen, I just think that Roman, this whole thing is built up to like, it's to put Roman over to another level, right? And we talk about The Rock. And once you beat Brock, if you beat Brock in Mania, the next big thing is The Rock, right? And I just feel like if you're talking about storyline, it adds to the storyline. All right, Roman just beat Brock. He unified the belts. You're talking about the king of the table, like the chief of the table, like the chief of everything of the WWE. Like now you got The Rock, you're fighting it like the overall leader of the family. You know what I'm saying? So it just to me. Like it's got to happen that way. But you're right, though. I think the outlier, what I stated before, is that Brock is like that. He's like that glitch. Like if you have pull, he's that guy. He's that guy. And you can complain about it all you want, but one thing's for certain, like you can, just like I talked about folks, you complain about Goldberg, you'll still chant his name. The same thing about Brock. You can complain all you want. You can complain all you want about Brock. But he makes you want to watch. Guarantee all you want. You watch him, Brock. So and you love his face, his face getting
everything.
Like how you, everybody loves it.
Brock's turned the corner in a sense, even how he interacts with fans, where Brock didn't do years ago.
Yeah.
All right.
And so, I think and to your point, I think that kind of changes the whole look of Brock. You know what I'm saying? Like now it's like he's even more popular. And I think if you're kind of coming up with a ending for Mania, I think that's kind of changed because now Brock is so versatile. It's not just he's a heel. Now he's a face. Now he's a baby face. And now he can play that role real high. So now if you're thinking about booking, you're like,
The storylines, it's still face versus face.
Yeah.
Even though the storyline says Roman's a heel.
Yeah, of course. But it's just like now it makes you want to do more, Brock. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing.
And Mad Dog, I answer your question. Is Rock filming a Call of Duty movie? Yeah, probably is. You probably know more than I
it's
do.
It's some video game movie. He hasn't said what it is.
Yeah, it hasn't said what it is. But and I still go this to say that as well. We're talking about maybe another year from now in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what I wanted that to be known as well. To answer that question, at all cap Moss. Listen, I type in all cap letters all the time when I text people, even for years. So like at work, you know, you had your work chats. And I get reminded all the time, Mike, you got to stop. I'm like, oh, my bad. My cap box is on. I've notated my stuff in all caps. So I like all cap Moss for that. The baddest woman on the planet, Ronda Rousey, is my favorite. Well, listen, I love Ronda Rousey. Don't get that twisted in that at all. But, hey, Dice, so with you, and this Bobby Lashley thing and how they wrote him off. Like I said, a lot of fans are complaining about it. Your thoughts?
He hasn't had a strong loss yet.
Yet.
With his title. So, like, what more do you fucking want? Like, the man was hurt, period. It doesn't matter if you wanted him to win or lose or whatever. He was hurt. He was not going to be able to compete at Mania. They knew this. My only gripe is, why did they just not write him off then so he can get the surgery, possibly come back at Mania?
But
because they're calling for four months. They're calling for 4 months. That really means it's probably two with a third with a whole month of recovery, and then you come back to fourth one. Like whatever they
I don't think he still would have made Mania though. That's the only thing.
Maybe he probably would have.
Maybe. But some injuries be like as sad as Chris Paul's was. I don't think he's that hurt. Then all of a sudden, the MRI comes back a little later. Like, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying?
What shoulder was it?
It was, I don't know. Don't give me the lie.
But depending on if it was right or his left, if it was his left, I think he still could have worked through it hurt. He could have taped it up a little bit. You just want to get to that Mania moment because he deserves it. He had a hell of a year.
He had, honestly, it sucks. He had a special moment, Dice. And for me, at least I'm going to say that, but let me rephrase that. For me, it was bigger him retaining last year at WrestleMania against Drew McIntyre, just as big as someone winning. Because most of the people anyway, had him pegged for sure to lose to McIntyre since McIntyre had didn't get his moment the year before because of the pandemic mania. So when he won that, I thought it was just as big that he won that match. So I personally think he's gotten his Mania moment, but hell, there's always room for Jello. Okay, I tell you that much as well. Hey, listen, that line gets me a lot of mobile sold at my job, all right? So, but let me get back to this. So that's our opinions on Roman Reigns. Gonna keep it a little light today. But okay, so let's get to the one that I want to talk about the most as we're talking about Roman and Brock rather and the Elimination Chamber as we get that now. It is title versus the two of these gentlemen right here. So we get the match that you know some people complained about. Some people don't want to see. It is going to be title versus title at WrestleMania. It is being compared to the likes of the Ultimate Warrior and Snitch Slogan. Okay. in a sense, it's not, I don't think it's comparable, but it's the last time we've had a champion versus champion at WrestleMania. Now, you've had some people say, well, what sense does this make if it's not a unification title? What sense does it make if they're not stopping the brand split? For me, and on my side of the intelligence of the table, I don't want to see a brand split in. I think it's better to have Raw, SmackDown, because you get to spread the talent out that way. I don't get overfooted with the same talent on the same shows. That's why they originally did it, to make you fans who are never happy. Okay. Second, this would not be the first time, as the executive consultant pointed out on Saturday's show, when Becky beat Charlotte. And what did they have them do? They just had them drop the belt the next night. That opens up yet again another set of storylines. The Ultimate Warrior won the title versus Snitch Slogan. And what happened? He dropped the Intercontinental title. So this is not the first time something like this has happened in the company's history. And so being champion versus champion. And I personally think, I know there was the rumors and not the rumors. That's not fair. There were some wrestlers, Dice, right? We know Jericho, I believe, is one of them, who say it was a little difficult carrying two titles around. Throughout during their travels. Me personally, I'm a belt king. Okay, so I'm rocking two belts all day if I'm winning them championships. All right, that's why I think it's dope about Sammy Guevara right now. He's rocking a title, the TNT titles, two of them, and they don't even wrestle on TNT. That's how bad that boy is. I'm rocking a title that I don't even wrestle on because I wrestle on TBS. Okay, and they ain't pushed that over yet. So he has two titles and he rocks them both. I just think two titles looks amazing. It's a photo op, and like I said earlier in the program today, I know some of you men are selling. But all the women love that little handsome man right there, Roman Reigns. And when he gets two titles and he got the Red Hot Chili Pepper lay across his neck, oh, it's going down. And my man George says he thinks that Paul Heyman is going to turn on Roman at WrestleMania. And the thing about this is, I don't think so, but you never know, because Paul Heyman has turned on everybody that he's ever been associated with. So anything is possible. But to all that I just said, Dyson, I'll start with you. I want to see title versus title. I think it's bigger to be title versus title. I think it means a lot more for it to be title versus title. And you answer that question. And while, and I read some of the comments that were on my social medias.
I called this shit months ago. Just saying. This shit isn't hard. Just follow your boy.
Where can they follow you at, Dice? Where can they follow? Because they can't follow you by your at, because you only have the Z of silent in your name. See mine? It says at Mike Knox. You see Wally's? It says at Wally underscore USS. You know, which is for Urban Sports Scene, for those who don't know. How they gonna know where you at, Dice?
What is this? Pick on Dice Day?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You pick on me all the time. And it's fun and fun, and you kind of got like, it's like how, remember I told you about having me on Saturday? They tried to get on me, right? Because I was trying to be all nice and shit, right? And then when I got done, I had to go ahead and say, so, oh yeah? Oh yeah? Anybody know, if I ever get real mad at you and the words, oh yeah, come out first, it's a wrap. It's like a pipe bomb, and I ain't CM Punk, all right? If the words come out my mouth, you say something to disrespect me, and I go, oh yeah? You better run for cover. You don't believe me? Ask your mother, okay? But I called this.
Mm-hmm. I called this back in November. Called it back in November.
No, you didn't. You called this back in September.
Was it? God damn. I'm even that's even more impressive. That's even more impressive. God damn. The Almighty, once again. You know what? This does matter. And it does mean something. And it for the WWE title, it needs prestigiousness. Because at this point, it's not. We saw the way Roman just threw it. He looked at it, smart, and then threw it. But
will this make it prestigious, though? Because you're right. And when I said that, I said, it's the one thing about that I didn't like. It made Bobby feel like, to me, that's what weakened Bobby more than him fucking going out this way. The fact that Roman took that title and saying, oh, this your title, Brock? Oh, this your title? You know what I'm saying? So the one you got draped around your arm. But how about this? I got mine right here. Maybe he feels that way, right? Let's think. Let's be some fantasy bookers because, oh, this is title that my cousin had ill.
That's too deep.
Yeah, I know. He got Michael Max on us real quick, ain't he?
He did. That's too deep. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing, but that's too deep. That's too deep.
Roll your roll and shut your mouth.
He's talking to Roman there, but go ahead.
But did he hold that belt? Did he hold that black one?
No, Roman. I think Roman had every belt.
Rock held this.
The first one to have that one.
Yeah,
he Rock, didn't, Rock he didn't hold the one. One that they have now.
Yeah, but that's just a matter of the way the design is. But it's still the title. It's still the WWE title. So, but it's although other than small subtleties, it's the same belt. But you know, what I mean, it didn't change. It's still the scratch titles. Yeah. So
yeah, I called it. I think it's good for the title. I think that it's too close to say who's going to go over. And did you hear that Rock said that it was actually, he was supposed to get his get back at Brock at the same Mania that Brock beat the streak. It was supposed to be Rock versus Brock. Mm. And they threw, they threw Cena in there.
But he just did a and podcast.
It changed everything. It changed everything. Who? Brock? Brock just did Rock the did Pat Brock, McAfee.
Yeah, on Pat McAfee. It was Brock.
Mm.
Yeah, Brock just did Pat McAfee. But yeah, I thought that was crazy. You could have got Rock versus Brock.
He could keep that Doc. I like the kilo of whiskey.
I don't think we'll ever get it again. But if we do this match sets it up for either one of them. Maybe he goes 2 for $1 and tries to take out both of them.
If I'm the Rock, I don't trust Brock Lesnar in a match. That's just me personally. I think Brock, that was too big of a shoot. I think the overage, and I said this again, I go back to SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. You mean Royal Rumble. I said it. I said, yo, that suplex by Bobby didn't land.
You said, right. I don't like the way he's tossing Bobby.
I don't like the way he's tossing Bobby. Look at how he tossed Cena when he was introducing Suplex City. Every time it was like a heavy layover. When he was tossing Bobby, he was literally picking him up and dumping him like Starman from Pro Wrestling Video Game. You know, we talked about that game earlier in the year. So, but yeah, he had all that nonsense going on. But so if I'm Rock, I'm not wrestling Brock. That's just me. Rock got too much to lose. You know, Brock gonna get his money in this world. Whether it's Brock Lesnar is one of the weakest UFC heavyweight champions of all time, but because he's Brock Lesnar, he can go back anytime and get a heavyweight title match, anytime he wants to, because he's gonna draw fans in the crowd.
This is true.
Some of the comments here read: Jamil Lopez, y'all remember him, Mr. Lopez, used to run the Impact Wrestling program portion of my program on the show. For now, a bigger one, but it could have been bigger if Lashley didn't get injured, because of he could have had Lashley versus Lesnar in night one of the WWE Championship. The winner goes on in night two to face Roman Reigns. Ooh, I like that idea as well. That's called good fantasy booking right there.
That's dope.
Micah Lee from Super Black Gamer Bros. It's neither for me. It's in the middle of the road of the expectations some that were expected to have at WrestleMania match this year anyway. And I and my thing to that is, if you know we're getting a match already, it's already for the title. Rock was already going to go, and Roman said this earlier night, he said win or lose, that's the main event. So if you want to come bring some meaningless title in here, that's fine for me. But to other people, it's still a chance to be called two champ belts and all the other kind of nonsense they say. Christopher Q. Johnson writes in, unless the title changes hands, this is about as special as when they had to do it at Survivor Series. It didn't mean anything to me. It's a matchup. Meh. Scott Thomas writes in, this is only makes sense if brand split comes to an end and we get a new unified title. Listen, as a belt king, I'm okay with that too, but I don't want to see, like the executive consultant said again on Saturday, Roman don't want to work two shows. Roman likes his schedule, and for all
he's too high. He's megastar now. He's big fancy. He's big fancy. He's drinking with the pinky up. He's too fancy right now.
He's in God mode, son.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Guys don't work 2 days a week. You know what I'm saying. Well, that's not true. But anyway, Chris Harris, executive consultant, bigger because it was. What do you say? You know, I got my glasses. Bigger because it is big and will impact both brands whenever you want to see it or not. I agree with that as well. Mika Extra chimes in. It brings Major Hogan, Warrior vibes my way. You know what? I think I'm like, what's my man from, what's the movie Anchorman? They say if you put it on the screen, he'll read it. So if you wanted to say some stuff I ain't supposed to read, just write it. And then I end up reading it and didn't say the shit.
All good, man. Ron Burgundy. It's all good, man.
Ron Burgundy. I even got some Ron Burgundy socks, by the way. You know, I'm not like my man Mo underscore Eaton, Belt King Extraordinaire, Belt Emperor, that is, but I try to keep him. You know, he got me in it. Derek Mitchell, he chimes in, and Derek, you always write so much. And it's just like,
hate that.
It's a complete thesis. Okay. A complete
read the first two thesis. Lines. Man. That's what I'm gonna read it. First two lines.
Mad Dog Kelly writes in and said, bigger than Rock and Cena. And hold on before you flip on him or disagree with him on that. I thought when I first read it, get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry, Samuel. That's your line.
Get the fuck out of my face with that.
Okay, that's what I thought when I first saw it. And then I said, who's bigger than Cena in this case? Only Brock Lesnar, right? The Rock and Cena combined to me are bigger than Lesnar and Roman. So for me, it can't be bigger because The Rock's an international superstar and Brock Lesnar's an international superstar, bigger than Roman Reigns is. Roman's known in wrestling worlds.
Yeah.
These other two guys, including Cena, say which people can hate
Cena
him. Don't play at me. I will wear Fruity Pebbles for the next four wrestling t-shirt challenges. Don't make me do it. Okay. I will pull out the Fruity Pebbles and rock the
I don't think it's close. I don't think it's even close.
I don't think it's close either.
Cena Rock is way bigger. I mean, in terms of even pop culture, it's totally different. Like you can't beat that. To quote Enzo, you can't beat that. So,
and you can't beat that. And then I got you, Derek, because you know you like when the number one fans on the show here, along with Charmaine. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns on face value is worth enough main event without the title versus title narrative. I understand making the match more electrifying. They are two alpha males and two of the biggest stars in wrestling. The stipulation currently raising the stakes, but also minimizing the devalue of the world title and leaves Raw without a top level match on night two of WrestleMania. Disagree or agree with that one there, Dice?
Is that going to be night one?
For a fact, Roman Reigns is going to be night two main event. It's without a question. I don't even think it's a thought process.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he's saying that this leaves Raw. Technically, it doesn't, Derek, because Rock is the Raw heavyweight champion, WWE champion.
He's a free agent.
It's so actually champion. But that title, though, is what I'm saying, it's branded to Raw.
Yeah.
Right. So even though Brock was a free agent, he did what he wanted to do. He chose Raw. Choosing Raw, chooses that title, makes him prone and belongs to Raw. So technically, it's Raw versus SmackDown 2022. Mm. All right.
This is true.
So that lays into that foundation there. And again, look at this man right here, man. 301 King Von Jr. This man will get you retweeted by your mama who's in heaven. I'm telling you, that boy is good at what he do. Long term booking, exactly what it is. All right. George signs back in. I'm going to say that Bianca Belair had her WrestleMania moment against Sasha Banks last year. I'm going to say that Bianca had hers. When did she have it? They haven't
Sasha.
Wrestled
it. Sasha.
Oh, Sasha. Oh, against Sasha. Okay. I'm not understanding what I'm reading. Okay. I got you. Yeah, that was 100% her moment. I agree with you on that one.
Both of their moments. It was both of their moments. It was a moment for everybody.
I don't think it was a moment for Sasha. Because Sasha to me still hasn't gotten her.
She was proud though. She was,
but I mean, she was proud. Super proud.
Being,
I mean,
a moment in a different moment. Yeah,
a moment in a different way. Let's put it that way. A moment in a different way.
Because you saw her, how happy she was.
Yeah, the emotion. I think she'll remember that for the rest of as long as she lives. She'll remember that moment at any time, regardless of the win loss situation.
And make sure you follow us on Around the Blocks and wherever social media is sold, which is absolutely free. Make sure you follow Unpopular Review, wherever that is. So UPRE as well. Tonight after Raw, come back for the Raw post show. Was it good? Was it bad? Was it him? Did he do it? Did he do this? Did he that? Sorry, that's my little Jay-Z. But if I shoot you, I'm brainless. If you shoot me, I'm famous. What is a brother to do when the streets is watching? All right, so champion versus champion is going to happen, right? So it is what it is. Also, we do get, as we're going to get that match, guys, we already know that's going to happen on that road to WrestleMania. Let me ask you this. You did ask Dice in the question, what happens with AJ? What happens with Seth Rollins? Earlier, before it became title versus title, I said, this is Seth's chance to integrate a triple threat match here. Do you think they can still pull this off by having a triple threat match, or you think they leave it safe between these two? And I know Money the Bank is his own pay-per-view. I've always thought Money the Banks were good because it gave 6, 7, 8 guys a chance to do something that was meaningful on the main card, the biggest show of them all. I don't want to see AJ, Seth freaking Rollins, Kevin Owens in a battle royal, right? For a meaningless trophy. No disrespect towards Andre the Giant, but it doesn't do anything, even wrestling. And I'm a fan of battle royals. It doesn't do anything pushing the long-term booking and storyline. Only, I think, one time when Corbin won it, or no, was it Corbin? Who won one? King Von, help me out.
The Giant, the Andre the Giant thing?
Yeah, only once.
I think it was Corbin. Wasn't it Corbin?
That was the only time a storyline came out of it.
It was Corbin.
Right? So Big Show won the first one, which was rightfully so. And then Corbin, you know, that's only when it pushed, okay, let's use this win towards something. It doesn't do anything for the title. What do you think these other gentlemen that were in this match, will we see Riddle and Orton have their match, right? We haven't seen Orton on TV in a while. What does Seth freaking Rollins do? What does AJ Styles do? AJ Styles on record for saying Omos can be a really big superstar.
so the take, I think.
Look at one Nigerian laughing at the other Nigerian. That's wrong.
So true. Taker said the same thing, I think. I think Taker said the same thing. I
was they put Taker. That's called a cheap pop.
I thought you guys are nice. So nice.
So nice. What you think, Dice Man?
AJ's got like another year left on his contract, I believe.
Fact of
mind. You gotta think that he wants to get as many dream matches out the way as possible. I would lead to believe that Seth is on that list. He's come on record saying Edge is on that list.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You do one this year, you do the next one next year. Uh-huh. Possibly, but I doubt it. Mm-hmm. There's the big Stone Cold rumor for KO. Which I don't think
Stone Cold can't wrestle.
To see in a wrestling match.
No, maybe Stone Cold could be a referee, but I don't see him wrestling again.
Yeah, Riddle. If Riddle and Orton are going to implode, it has to start now.
I like what Vaughn put here. AJ versus Edge.
Yeah, then that's gonna happen.
AJ maybe versus Steph.
I like either one of those matchups. Yeah, I like either one of those matchups. But if the Stone Cold thing isn't true, who else from Texas? Because obviously that's what they're gonna do. Somebody that's big in Texas.
Vaughn thinks Stone Cold's putting the best back on. I personally, you know this for a fact. I'm a huge Kevin Owens fan. I hate that Kevin Owens uses the stunner. I hate
it. Me too. I hate it.
I hate it.
I hate it too. I hate it too. I don't like it. Never liked it. I have never liked it.
I got like six Kevin Owens shirts. I'm a mark for Kevin Owens. Okay, but bring back the pump up power bomb.
It was his move. It was dope. I didn't get the whole change. I didn't get it either. I'm with you, Mike.
I hated that 100%. Well, but if the rumors are true, and I answer this one real fast, George, I'll tell you right now for 1 second. And again, I don't believe you should bet on wrestling because we all know it's predetermined. But if I could bet you one thing, I said before that it
they be getting that money though.
They do be getting that money because wrestling fans are stupid. They had this book 3 years ago. Charlotte Flair, the greatest women wrestler of all time, versus
I like Sasha
Ronda Rousey. Right. I like Sasha.
You know how I feel about Sasha.
Yeah, I love Sasha. But again, in the aisles of wrestling, who she is, the historically the pageantry that comes with her, and being the son of one of the greatest of all time, and living up to that name, I think her storyline because of who she is.
She's amazing. She's amazing too. I mean, she's amazing. I mean?
Yeah, let's put it in here. So nobody's wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you're talking about you're gonna put like LeBron over Michael Jordan, then you're wrong. Juice WRLD.
We're not doing Jordan talks over here, man. We ain't doing that.
Okay. You sit here and tell me forever. Oh yeah.
I'm a magic. Oh yeah. You don't know what time it is, man. So you already.
Oh yeah. Teddy boy, is the greatest lyricist alive? Then you can't talk to me. That's like saying the honky tonk man really is the greatest intercontinental champion of all time. Ever will be. You're not intelligent enough to even ride in my realm. What are you talking about? Gone somewhere with that. Titty boy. Kids, you know who Titty boy is, Dice. That'd be two chains.
I know who the hell.
Not you. I know you know. Heck, you know more than I know what his music sounds like. I don't even like the guy. You do. Okay? So... but just get back to the program. Get me off all kilter and shit.
I do have something to say. I have a question to ask you about the folks in the chamber. The individuals who may need to do stuff, something. We are talking about Edge and possibly AJ Styles. But there's a rumor floating about Seth. There's an opponent who – there's somebody he could wrestle, would get a huge pop. It's coming from another organization.
You think it's Cody Rhodes?
I ain't say the name. I mean, he was VP somewhere else. I mean, if you're looking for a pop, I think his father's from around that side of town, right? Isn't his father from Texas?
I thought they were from,
I know he's from Georgia, but I know his father's from Texas. I think he is from Texas. I'm not sure, but his daddy.
Wrestling thing, but all country.
Just saying. Dusty's from Texas. Yeah, Vaughn, he's confirmed it. Dusty's from Texas.
Okay, my bad. Oh, green screen.
All right, I'm just saying. Just saying that
Listen,
that could be a match.
I wonder if Cody popped up at Mania, would he get a pop?
I think he would. Cody's getting a huge.
They hated him.
Yeah, but see, it goes back to it's like anything. We grew up in the Monday Night Wars, right? Mm-hmm. And when people jump shit from big company to big company, you automatically got that pop. You know what I mean? Regardless, So if Cody comes out to the WWE Mania, they're gonna pop. He comes out with his nightmare, entrance music. It's a rap, and it's his music, so it's a rap. He can go in there, and everybody's gonna go crazy for it. And also, you're coming from if you're at Mania, you're probably going to be the enemy of the AEW anyway. So you go, we got him. We got him from you. We done stripped you. You ain't going to – they going to pop for that just off that alone.
Listen, DC back. Listen, Dana DeVille and Sonya and Naomi's feud is over. But the biggest, best thing that ever happened ever over the weekend – was this right here,
man? I mean, I know Sonya Deville don't like dudes, but she looking kind of good.
I need the other one. I need the other one with LeMay Mignon. I need that black excellent tights. with that Stevie Wonder dude with the glow and Bianca Belair. We got to show that one. I can't show the juicy leather, tight leather, if I don't show the other one. I got to show facts and pay respect to where respect is due to the sisters below the line. But we got to find out what happens to these guys. Maybe we can get a case of that tonight, right?
Yeah. Oh, tonight, Lord, you're going to love this one. Oh,
oh God. Just send it to me. We're going to find out tonight. Hopefully, we rephrase that. We find out tonight where we do with what does Edge pop up tonight. We haven't seen him in a couple of months since his match with Ed. Oh, yeah, that's the one I wanted. I saw that the day it happened. I just didn't, you know, you had the little man. I was here by myself. All right. But yeah, you think the world didn't see this? And if you didn't, catch up because you about to catch down. Oh, you about to go put something down.
Oh, maybe. Lord. Yep.
I'm sorry. Can we just get a moment of silence for the small?
I'm not ready.
Lord. Biscuits and a gravy.
I'm being good, I'm a bad bitch. I call it the Stevie Wonder hairdo. I call it the Stevie Wonder hairdo she had popping off right there.
Tez a lucky dude, man. I be saying Tez. I know that's Tez lucky. Tez winning all the way around, man. Tez winning all the way around, man.
So again, I see that George did say Flair and Rousey. He thinks they would insert Sasha Banks into that. Do you think they insert somebody into that match as well? You think it stays 1-on-1?
It should stay 1-on-1.
Yeah, Dice Man. Oh, go ahead. Go finish your point. I'm sorry.
No, it should stay 1-on-1. I think they built it up what they need to build up. There's no need to include Sasha. I love Sasha, but there's no need to include Sasha.
Sasha needs something. Bayley needs something. And if Asuka comes back, she needs something as well. There's no way you have a star-studded WrestleMania down in Texas that, you know, for whatever reason, this is the one that's going to set you up for Mania in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You need storylines. You need headlines for that whole weekend. You need to rule the wrestling world. And I don't see that happening without those ladies. I don't see it happening.
I agree. You have two nights to fill up. It's 100,000 people there. Let the stuff start to unfold tonight.
Yeah.
Right. It has to. We are officially on the road to WrestleMania. Hey, we're around the blocks. You can't go down the road without going around the blocks. All right. And just be careful because I was growing up and I lived on 69th Street and my grandma wanted to go to, I had to go to get some spiced ham. I had to go to 71st Street. It wasn't safe. So right now, WrestleMania isn't safe right now, the way this card is built. He got to build this thing. And I don't think Taker going into the Hall of Fame is big enough because he's going to a Hall of Fame. It doesn't have him slightly in a card than him popping out there. And let's get congratulations to this man going into the Hall
of Fame. Wait, they still didn't even, what's the face? Batista still didn't even do his induction and all that.
No, I didn't mean to boo him. Who did that? All right, there it is. Don't boo Undertaker. So, don't do that.
Like, are we ever going to get that? Like,
that makes that. I guess they technically did go in. They just didn't do the ceremony.
Yeah, right? They still have to do that.
Well, they kind of. I thought they, if I recall right, you know, my memory is the worst. I thought they did that stuff.
Via, a couple years ago. You talking about what's in that group?
No, so two years ago was the pandemic, so they canceled that. Then the next year, I think Batista had something to do, so he didn't. They didn't do it.
Well, I know he's never going to wrestle again.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that sucks.
He said he's forever done. He said he'd be dead broke before he got back in the ring again. Which I wonder, is that a personal thing or is that he feeling about getting injured thing? I wonder what that is.
I think it's the wear and tear on his body and what it does.
He did get in the game pretty late. He did. But moving on a little bit. Is there anything we're missing, guys, with this WrestleMania card and as far as the fancy booking? You started a little bit, Dice, with the fancy booking about, you know, Asuka and Bayley. And Sasha, even bringing them back.
I mean, if you
bringing them back alone, is that big enough in itself? Or do they have to do something significant, or just bringing them back is enough?
Weren't they like the first women tag team champions or some shit?
Yep.
They're not doing that with those tag team belts. Get it the fuck off of Carmella and Zelina. They ain't doing shit with that.
That could be something.
Get it off of them ladies. Them ladies can reunite and do something. Maybe they can.
Continue. It's just everything that she's been doing, meaning Bayley off camera, you know, social media wise, is ripping all them ladies.
She has,
like,
she
like even good. The up, up, down, down IGN's 2K reveal, which we're about to do momentarily. She still kept saying, She said, they're not my friends. Y'all keep saying they're my friends. They're not my friends. Which we know she's playing.
But then she had the Super. But then she's at the Super with Sasha, though.
Yeah. So I like Bayley. And again, I talk about this all the time, right? That's about wrestlers being their characters on social media. That makes it better.
It needs to stay consistent.
You gotta stay. You
can't. That's why MJF is so awesome. That's why MJF is so awesome, man.
Yeah, but I watched a video where he cussed a little 8-year-old girl out, and the shit was disgusting. The shit was disgusting, yo. Like, I don't believe in cussing at kids, especially when, like, but the dad was there with his phone the whole time. Like,
you got to get him back, hon. You got to get him back.
Like, what the fuck?
He really is on that Piper's name? He really is on that Piper's mask.
She gives him the Photoshop, the photo shot, the sign, and he goes, "What's your name?" And she starts to tell him, he's like, "I don't give a shit." Like, damn. And the dad is laughing. Man. I'm like, all right, at some point, crazy, you have to draw the line. If it's kids, okay, you could be mean, but you don't have to cuss at those kids.
Yeah,
they grown ass men, cuss them the fuck out. Cuss them the fuck out. You know what? Yeah. Scarface didn't kill kids, and he didn't kill women. Yeah. That's how you gotta be. But MJF don't give two
Scarface
hot shits.
Smacked the shit out of women.
He smacked him, but he didn't kill him.
I don't know. He killed a couple of women.
Who?
And still, they talking about Tony Montana?
They were sprays. They were
Tony Montana killed everybody. Just like him
Tony Montana wouldn't kill kids. No, he didn't. Did you remember what he said? Don't you remember the end of the movie? Tony Montana killed no kids.
All right. I'm thinking about the real tyrant.
He said that's the thing. He said
the real tyrant. You said Tony Montana, but I don't know why I got him with confused.
That's one of my Escobar.
I got him confused with Escobar. I got him confused with Pablo Medellin. Had an entourage moment. My man, all I think about is entourage. You know, that's all I think about is entourage. Sidney chasing the boys. Shit. All right.
I don't know what we could do. I don't know what we could do with Asuka. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we could do with Bliss. It's just so much going on right now that, like,
that moment when I always say, am I wrong when I say, like I always said before, which sometimes it pans out I was wrong, but this is where I do say, as wrestling fans, not as a WWE guy or just as a wrestling guy, you just sit back and wait.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
If it pans out that it's trash, then we will sit here and say, what the hell did they just give us that was trash? But for right now, until I see night one and night two, I got to sit back and wait and see what it looks like, Wally.
But what I will say about Mania is, like, you know, you're getting, in terms of star power, you get what you want. Like, I don't think that's the issue. I mean, you got Brock Roman. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Ronda versus Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's dope right there. I know we can go through the whole card, but that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like,
apparently, we're getting Logan Paul.
I'm not worried about Logan. And then you got Bianca.
Bullshit. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to see that motherfucker.
I'm with you, bro.
You might as well get me Bad Bunny. At least this motherfucker can wrestle.
I know. I'm with you, bro. But I mean, in terms of what you are as a wrestling fan, what you want to see as a wrestling fan, you got the acts you want to see. I don't care. Like, I know Sami Zayn is supposed to fight.
I think Sami Zayn actually going to go against Johnny Knoxville.
I don't care for.
I love Sami. I think that's disrespectful to Sami. But again, I think like Cody has always done to me, like I think bum-ass Baron, Happy Corbin, whatever Corbin you get, he does everything good.
Yeah.
So I think Sami will do fine in whatever they give him. Yeah, I just wish it was something more meaningful than this.
So meaningful because it's Mania.
I would rather see Sami against Owens again for the ton.
There you go. There you go. That would be perfect.
To me, they never don't deliver.
Yeah. That would be perfect.
You know, at some point, you have to give us the wrestling match, right? Look at every WrestleMania, right? Every WrestleMania has had that match that's that wrestling match. Yeah. Where's that wrestling match on this card so far? Yeah. Right?
I mean, if it's like, AJ and Edge, it's that right there. It's AJ and Edge, if that's happening.
Yeah.
Or whatever match Seth is in.
Orton and Riddle.
Yeah,
or that could be really good.
That's that match
too. Could be really good.
Yeah. So I'm here for that. I hated Riddle in the beginning. He grew on me.
So I'm guessing we're gonna get Usos versus Raiders at Mania. Now, if this happens, it scares me.
I hope
not. They don't have a great Mania record.
Somebody's losing their belts.
They either left off the card or they lost on the card.
Yeah,
they don't have a really good Mania record.
Is my team the Street Profits? Are they?
I think Profits take on the Alpha Males at Mania.
Yeah, I love Street Profits.
Right now, listen, this is the part where I sit back and say
Alpha Academy is red hot, man.
They're good, though. Like I know.
They are red
hot. I mean, he's doing – oh, man, you're right. You're right. Gable's doing so much good work, man. He's doing such good work.
I pulled over my family car on my family vacation for Fox Sports 1340 AM on the highway because he had, I had an interview I had to do with Chad Gable. And I mean, it, next to my Maya interview, because she made me pre-ask my questions. And you know, I hate having to pre-ask questions.
Yeah.
It makes it unauthentic. You know what I mean? Probably the worst interview I ever had, because I like on my phone on the side of the highway. He was like, there's like, we got Gable for you now, or you can't get him. I'm like, okay. I pulled over the car in Florida with the buds in my ear. You know what I'm saying? And there it was. You know what I'm saying? But
hey, Mike, good question. Do you ever think we're going to get a Four Horsewomen mania?
I won't say never, right? I mean, the kayfabe is out about who they are.
I read that that was the plan for this year, but Bayley got hurt. And then Sasha was gone. So they've hardly been on TV all at the same time.
Sure.
They've hardly ever been. So maybe that's a Hollywood thing. I would probably save that for Hollywood.
Listen, and that's what you got to remember as well. You know what? I'm going to say this. As I was about to say, I was going to say, you got to say something for Hollywood, right? But I say, nothing to me will be bigger than blood versus blood.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what's at that mania. I think that man's going to be, look what they just did for the Super Bowl. We might get a goddamn another Dr. Dre concert at WrestleMania. We don't know with Sasha. You know, she definitely coming back out with her uncle this time again when they go there. That's for sure. let's talk about this if we can. The WWE 2K22 game is fastly approaching us. It is coming.
Yes, sir.
And the ratings have begun to come out. They are lifted. Oh, get lifted. Yeah, y'all know about that right there. And this man, your tribal chief, the head of the table, the one that puts the food on the table and takes them off the table, the end all to be all, is the highest rated guy in the game at a 95. I have no problems with that. Not at all. Followed
by
Brock
Lesnar. He's been the best guy in the company for 2 years.
Yeah. Followed by Brock Lesnar, who's a 94. All right, we got some of the ratings right here. So here goes some of the ratings. I'll read the rest of it to you guys. We got Alexa Bliss coming in at 84. Austin Theory is at 80. Bianca Belair is at 80. I can't see that, guys. 86.
87.
Vic Bossman, 81. Big E, 87. Bobby Lashley at 91, which I was happy to get. I'm sorry. Bobby Lashley being a 91. The only thing I have gripes in this game, we'll talk about in a second, is do we have those 3D images for intros? I have not seen none of that yet, and none of the people talked about it, so I don't think we're going to get it. We got Brock Lesnar's 94, Booker T, 88, Carmella, 79, China, 87, Drew McIntyre, 91. That's where I was mad at. They should not be tied, Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley, to me. Drew should be down.
I don't know. They had similar
well, one had
streak
the,
years.
One had the belt longer. That's all I'm going with. And because they were the dancing partners for that year, Bobby beat him the majority of the time. Mm-hmm. As if you got to think, they're going back to 2 years ago. This is last year's storyline, right? That's the ratings they're going off of. So I'm still going to give Bobby more. But again, I'm pro-black. What do I know? Eddie Guerrero, 90. Finn Balor, 87. I love Finn Balor to be in 87. He should be ecstatic because they ain't used that man in I don't know how long. Goldberg in 88, which I was happy to see them finally drop Goldberg to that. Snitch Slogan is a 92. He should be a 29.
I mean the NWO version. I don't give a hot shit. Well,
first of all, don't
you say?
I got the NWO version pre-ordered. I can throw the sign up. Now hold on. I'm gonna come behind this picture. There I go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Bullet Club, don't cheat it. Don't do this.
First of all, the Bullet Club is a ripoff of the NWO.
I like the Bullet Club. I'm like, come on now.
I don't even like this Bullet Club.
You don't like the new one?
Kitty Lee Ray, 81. Nah. Kevin Nash at 90. Nikki A.S.H. in 82. What's that? 62. Should be a 62. She's 82. Randy Savage in 88. Roman Reigns, I said 95. Scott Hall, 90. Sati at 77. Becky Lynch, 92, which I was shocked that Charlotte, the greatest women wrestler of all time, is a 90. Wow. Sasha Banks is an 88. Because we're talking about the year they had, she wasn't even here. So how is she higher at a 92? They even talked about this on the Up, Up, Down, Down IGN ratings reveal. They thought that Becky Lynch was tied for what the game is. And I'm saying, most importantly, Xavier Woods knows his stuff. Xavier Woods is a video game guy. He loves the culture. So everybody who says anything about wrestling or WWE, and you love him, he's a professor for heavy sex. Y'all love him and his personality and his mindset. He knows what he's doing. That's why he hasn't jumped ship yet. He knows where the butter is breaded. Sasha Banks, also 88. Bailey, 88. So the Four Horsewomen combined are 88, 88, 90, 92. Naomi, a 79 with a pump up. AJ Styles, 91. Again, my issue. AJ McIntyre, Bobby Lashley. Where's the separation at in that? We're gonna talk about that in a second. The Usos both are 85.
I don't like that. Jay, I don't like the Usos 84. Being an 85.
No, together. I don't like, no, they didn't like it either.
Jay is better than Jimmy.
Yep, main he event. It in the he past main year. Event. Main event. Yeah. Usos should be that, higher, should, even if it's by one or two.
Like an 86, and maybe 86 to 87, and keep Jimmy at an 84, 85.
Edge 91 as well. Liv Morgan 77, Cesaro 84, Seth Rollins 91. This is where I have where the separation began in this. And your cover boy, Rey Mysterio, a 90. But there's four different versions of Rey Mysterio in this game, which all have different versions. And the highest Rey Mysterio version in the game is a 91. And it's from the 2000. Hold on, I might get the year wrong. So King Vaughn, help me out. What year did he win the title with the Eddie Guerrero patch?
The 06, 05.
06. Whatever that was, 06. Thank you, Vaughn. That one's the highest rated in the of the Rey Mysterios. Okay, so far, so you got that roster reveal right there, Dice. We see this. We see he is the highest rated in the game. Any change? Because I said I don't like all them 91s. Because to me, Bobby Lashley, where does it separate Bobby Lashley? Okay, when he had next to Roman Reigns, next to Brock Lesnar, the best year in the company. Seth didn't have that year. AJ didn't have that year. Edge, I get it, but it's not like it's legend Edge. If it's legend Edge is a 91, absolutely. But this Edge came back, had a great run, and then again got hurt. So at least if he's a 91, you know how you're playing 2K or Madden, you have that injuries for certain people. He better get hurt here. You better get hurt easy. Is Edge, because he's been hurt a lot. So any takes from that? What you changing in the ratings?
I'm okay with it. I'm actually okay with it because it's been so many times where we'll play and it's like, oh well, this person's higher than me. Like you keep getting this fucking person, he's higher than me.
No, that's
like,
that, I like that, a, that, I like that was nice... that that was that that was that whole ass guy. We don't care. We match up. Skip.
Okay, I mean, I get it, but
that's why I have a crown. I'm the King Osiris of this shit.
That crown look husky as hell.
And that's because it's on top of my thing, on my headphones. Listen, my wife bought this crown. Don't you talk about her.
I didn't talk about her. I said the crown look husky. It needs some lotion or some baby oil or something.
In the game, I see.
You said husky. This ain't. This shit came from Amazon, bro.
like I said, I thought the Usos should have been a clear distinction between those two. I think Sasha deserves a better rating than Becky. I think Bayley.
I think Becky should have the lowest rating in the horsewomen as well because she has not been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, other than that, like I'm fine with the ratings. The ratings doesn't really matter to me because I'm going to play with some of my favorites as soon as the game
come
gets
out
packaged, and then I'm just going to be on Creator Wrestler. So
pretty much.
That's what it
first,
is. I
for
mean,
the first 8 hours.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where I'm at with it. I might take off. I don't know yet. But
yeah, you know, I'm already above. You already know I'm above the curve. I'm already off that day. March 8th, I got the early news. I got the NWO version. I won't be at work. So if anybody listening to me that works for my real job, you already know. Just follow me on Twitch. Well, that's a lie. I don't like Twitch, even though I have Twitch. Follow me on Facebook Gaming at Mike Knox. I see it right there, Mike Knox Gaming. DC Carpenter, Naomi is only a 79. Bet on black, baby. This woman is one hell of a talent. Just the company that does not use her the right way. Where the hell is here's the thing with Naomi. And you know, Dice, I've been very fair when it comes to her. I love her. But I've always said about her
cardio.
No cardio, right? Mm. And she is the antithesis of five moves of doom. She has five big moves. That's what they are. But a lot of them really have that. So when I say that, meaning all the WWE themselves have their signatures, their taunts. That's what they do. That's their big things they do, right? But when it comes to other things, she can't do very well, right? This is, like, to me, big time Bex don't even have five moves.
That's what I'm going to ask you. I'm about to say that's what I'm about to go with. So I was like, you're saying Naomi only has five moves. Big time Bex doesn't have her arsenal isn't that deep.
She's a brawler. She's a brawler. Yeah. And that's a shame because that they tainted that style as well. Mm-hmm. So again, I don't think ratings matter. I know a lot of fans do. You can go to realspots101.com, WB. Some people I've been following. Unlike Dice is here and tell you he don't want to know. Every day I watch 6, 7, 8 videos per day. Like I wake up to see, ooh, what's new. But that's my entertainment circle. You know what I mean? It's like my wife's been using my phone lately. She goes, baby, your Google is boring. It's just all wrestling and sports. And I'm like, I didn't know my Google even had a timeline. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
They got all that shit.
Just like in the news, when you go to it, why you think you see the same stuff all the time? I said, because that's all I Google. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even know that, man. I don't even pay attention to that stuff.
So it's like your Google feed is boring. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, okay. Well, it's boring. That's all I look up to. I watch videos all the times on this game, and I've heard so much about this game. I've heard so much good about this game. They even had another dev report today that came out addressing there is online multiplayer. So, Vaughn, thank you for always supporting me when I sent that tweet out to them and told them they feel a shit for that. All right. I did quickly delete it, though, when I found out that I was wrong. But there is no online co-op general manager. It's only local co-op general manager mode. It could work with the – what's the one thing? The Steam?
The PlayStation
Share? No, the Steam. The Steam. Mm. They say it works through there, through the PC. However – they think there is a workaround for the PS4 through the share, but they have not tested it yet, so they do not know.
Xbox has that as well.
Okay, so that's what that is. And it says the Heart Foundation has been added to the game. King Von Jr. chimes in with that as he is a huge Bret Hart mark. And everybody knows when I interviewed Bret Hart, King Von, he told me I knew my shit. So anybody who says Mike Knox don't know his shit, you think I care what you say? Bret Hart said I know my shit. Okay, so you don't matter to me. Bret Hart's a paid a fool who don't respect Bret Hart's opinion.
It's awesome. Bret Hart's awesome.
Wally, I know you're always out and about. You're always going to, I'm going to shout them out, Jasper's Wings. I can't wait to come down your area and get some of them damn wings. You're always making me hungry. Whenever you go out, I ain't going to front, dog. You be eating some good-ass food.
Try, man.
I knew you got back into wrestling. Yeah. Have you gotten back into video gaming yet?
I have not. I haven't yet. I don't have a system. My brother has a system. I call him the snobby one of the fam. So okay. I got to link up with him.
So I guess you would call me and Dice just the super hobbies. I got every system.
Look, man, I used to play video games all the time. I just know that for me, I can get stuck in the house real easy playing video games. I try to
I work from home.
I get addicted, man. I work from home too. And it's not okay. I mean, for me, I need to I try to stay active because I know who I can be. I can be real lazy. I try to stay away from things that I know that I have an addictive personality with certain things. The video games are definitely it. So I kind of wean myself off of video games. I don't play Madden no more. I used to play wrestling games all the time, but I stopped playing. But the graphics, I have seen the graphics for the commercial, the graphics, they look dope. They look dope. You know,
the crazy part is everything that I've read from all the reviewers and the devs that they've only shown us, I don't know what you call it, Dice. I still call it old gen. You say I'm wrong for that. But I guess, is it still considered current gen and we still are considered next gen? Or it's been a year
we're
still, now.
We're next gen.
So can I say old gen then? So the terminology is called current, though.
Old gen, because they're still making games for it. Old gen is 360 and before.
Okay. So it's some current gen. They've only shown us current gen graphics. They have yet to show us next gen graphics.
So is that current gen game then?
What do you mean?
All right, some games they get released on both generations, but the current gen might not have all the bells and whistles that.
Well, they're saying there's no difference in the game. So again, this is one of the things as I'm paying $100 for this shit. It better give me all my bells and whistles.
I do got a question about the game. So is it like a whole wrestling season? Is that the format of?
So you haven't played the wrestling game in a while. Kind of has never changed. You wrestle from after WrestleMania back to WrestleMania. Every Monday, pay-per-views, you get to that big moment. But back in the day, I used to love it, especially when it was what year was that, Dyson? I know we went to the games a few weeks back. I remember this where you would – how many WrestleManias you can go undefeated till you got the Taker's record. Everything you did was about to try to get the Taker's level. Of legend in that WrestleMania, where it used to be meaningful to play the game, right? And then it came out universe mode. It's just so much involved now. It's like all the games. They put something there for everybody, right? I'm still more of a multiplayer. This GM mode, I think I would play a lot if I could play how I thought it was going to be played, where I'm running SmackDown, Dice is running Raw, and then, even if I don't, they've always had before where he could put his wrestlers in my game and vice versa, but it wasn't wrestling him. I would see his character in a match or backstage doing something, but it never was him and I interacting with that storyline. They gotta touch on that. Until they reach that, then they're not truly going to be next gen. Even next, you told me that my next gen was to do things you couldn't do. Well, I got next gen video, everything that we're doing. And I see, George, I'm on PS4 as well on Xbox, but I'm more of an Xbox guy. My gamer tag is on both systems, the game V1. So if you're a fan of Triple H, I am. And Matt Hardy, Virgin One. Oh, yeah. That's my gamer tag right there. So,
oh man.
Listen here, you commander. Let me try to command the laughs on this program.
Who, commander? Oh, I'm not that. I don't know that team's name, so I have no idea what you're referring to.
Well, I can't listen. After Commander's opening day, though, you know, we saw our man Rev T. They had him in the act. Yeah, they had Rev T. Look at Rev in his room.
Rev T is a real nice guy. He's a real, you know, he's a dope dude. He a wild boy though. Real talk, he a wild boy. But like he has a video that's viral. That went viral.
Really? Share it with me, please. I got it.
The opening of when the whole name went down. It was bad, but
what? I think I remember that because he came to me and said that he was getting assassinated or something like that for.
Oh yeah, he was getting on him, man. Yeah. Cool guy though.
Somebody
man.
He wasn't getting... a real. I said
no, it wasn't that. It was just you gotta look at it and you'll come up with your
own opinion. I'm gonna look at it again, but you know, I'm saying, but I do want to look at it one more time. Yeah. Give me a second.
Oh yeah, thank you, appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus.
Man,
oh,
looks soft.
Oh my God, don't it? Don't it though?
Speak into each other.
Who's it softer?
Yeah. It's just they know what they're doing. God bless them. God bless.
Who's it softer?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I can't call that.
I'm gonna say Flame Mignon's.
Probably.
Oh yeah, probably. Definitely.
She got the stallion.
Yeah, she do like squats and stuff. So I'm thinking like, yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, it can't. It's definitely not Bianca, but it still look good though. Bianca look good though. It look real good. Can we talk about how good like Sasha started looking at me? Sasha looking starting to look amazing. I've been staring at Sasha. Sasha talking about
Sasha. I think Sasha bleaches her skin.
Is this you? I don't know.
And I kind of have a problem with that. If that's true, I can be completely wrong. I have this on no authority. Her color changes to me.
Makeup. I think she.
Come on, Debo, stole her out.
I don't think she bleaches. I think she's makeup. But she's still looking. I like her. Her swag and her look right now.
But you know, you are a Nigerian man. She likes Asian little men.
You know, hey, man,
she's married to a stranger. Hold on, because my wife told me I cannot disrespect them. Because women are seamstress and men are designers, right? So I was calling him a seamstress. My wife was like, you can't do that. I'm like, that's what he do. He stitches clothes together. That's not being disrespectful. That's what he does. Naomi got that thang, the thang, thang, thang. Listen, look, we got George here getting all nasty with it. If Cody wants to show Barrow some money, he will get a huge pop. Well, I mean, I'm going to Mania. Check out Unpopular View as we're there. We're going to be live everywhere and anywhere. We're going to sketch Chris Drunk. I'm getting my fat ass on a bull. Look for the video. If there's the bull to ride in Texas, my fat ass is getting on it. You know why? Because if I can take my shirt off on air, I'm not afraid to see if I can ride the bull.
Oh, pause.
Pause. Oh,
all right. You caught me. See, that's what friends are for. Okay.
What the hell did she come from?
Think he was all loud? Nobody asked her to come here and say a damn word. Okay. Anyway, before we got out of here, dog, Raw tonight, preview for Raw. Leave it on this section right here. What will we see? I'm going to start it, Dice. I don't care. Because I think, I don't, I, I'm no, I'm being honest. Because as I said, and what is my driving force behind doing this? I honestly do this because, A, I like to talk. And I'm not a texter. That's first and foremost, okay? Second, because I think wrestling fans forget what it is important to be a wrestling fan. And that's to enjoy it. You know what I mean? I don't like the fantasy book. Yeah, it's cool to say what we're doing now and this is what's going to happen because, unfortunately, we drove into that. You know what I mean? But overall, I want wrestling fans to remember how it was when you first became a wrestling fan. Remember we did last year? I did the video about when you first fall in love with pro wrestling. Dice.
Love
and I love that video because wrestling fans got to tell you, you know, when they first fell in love with pro wrestling. This time of year, it's the road to WrestleMania. That means every single company is going to be putting out their best stuff. AEW, I'm going to Revolution in a few weeks. Okay, I can't wait to see this college, this dog color match between Punk and MJF. He's gonna be Piper so bad. Let's be Piper. Like, this is exciting. Everybody's gonna pull out all stops on this road to WrestleMania. Okay, so I just want to sit back as a wrestling fan, drink some Terramana. I was told today I said it incorrectly, but I was quite sure it's called Terramana.
Oh, Termit? Termit? I know you're talking about
the Rock's tequila. You were way off. I don't know the hell you were saying.
Way off. I was talking about.
I thought you were going to say Termix or some shit.
Something I use in my green tea. Never mind.
I'm going to sit back and relax, drink a stogie. I mean, smoke a stogie and sit back and just wait till it unfolds. And if it's crap, if we don't like what happens tonight, guess what? You got the post show tonight on Purple with I believe it's the Wrestling Doll, followed by the Executive Consultant tonight. They're gonna tell you what they think about it, and we're gonna come back next week and say what you think about it. Hell, we might tell you next Friday because I think I'm slated for one more SmackDown for the year. Okay. I'll have to get with the people that be inside. Am I gonna continue SmackDown or not? Or alternate weeks, whatever the case may be, on SmackDown. My biggest problem with doing shows is that I hate missing something that's good. So I say, well, I'm not on tonight. And then it'd be a really good show. And I'd be like, I'm coming on. And they'd be like, nah, dog. you've already been replaced, my brother. You've already been replaced. You go ahead and delete your stuff right now.
Delete.
Who the hell? Delete. Matt Hardy, go make another baby somewhere. Shoot.
Wow.
Tell me to delete my account. So I really don't care what happens around tonight, frankly. Is there anything you're looking at, Dice? Is there any matches announced or anything like that for tonight on Raw? King Vaughn, anybody know?
No, but Corey and Carmella just had a trailer and it was showing sex toys in it.
Sorry, they got a new show. They're trying to put a show out.
Who?
Corey and Carmella.
I did see. Listen, I saw the pictures they were kind of posting, and I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little disturbing for me, right? And I'm not talking about how fine I think Carmella is. You know, I turned you on to how important I thought Total Divas was. And I go back to like the last season they had, and she was like, yo, your daughter thinks I'm a slut. Your wife thinks, you know what I mean? That relationship is when you go into a relationship and those kind of false impressions of the relationship or just, you know, doing some dirty stuff, I have a hard time. I can't get behind that relationship. So they can sell their sex stories all they want to. I mean, nobody's buying your sex story, Corey Graves. Now, unless you see Carmella trying out a sex story, that's when you're going to get some ratings.
Like a dildo, a penis pump? What the fuck? What the?
See?
What is? I'm done, but.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I wasn't sure if Steam and Willie Beam was coming next season. I want to get it prepared. But it's just tonight, Brock Lesnar looks ahead of the winner. Take all matters for better rules. So he will be there tonight. The Miz promises a must-see episode of Miz MVP. TV. Rollins and Owens join forces for a high-stakes match against Rated RK-Bro. That is tonight. What else do I see on their website, which starts in 33 minutes?
I need some words from MVP. I need to know what's next.
So that's what it looks like.
I know we probably won't get it, but.
So
I need to see if Cody will be around. That's all I care about.
Do you drop Cody tonight or do you wait till Mania?
Why not set it up?
Because I think it'll be a bigger pop at Mania.
If
you wait till Mania, you still want those buys. You want those views. You don't want people to read about it.
Great point. Later on. Great point.
You can set up maybe him with doing something with Seth Rollins.
You order your pizza, George, and you look out for us and retweet us. And all that good stuff is the fan that you are. We appreciate that because we're going to be down there getting drunk. And it's going to be my job to make sure that I nor the executive consultant get our asses beat because we're going to Texas with Eagle jerseys on, baby. And we don't care. We coming off the plane. Every star I see, I will spit on it or stand on there like Terrell Owens because I love me some meat. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I respect that. I respect that. I'm not going to argue that. You talk. What is happening?
Can't stand myself. Love me some meat. So I like that though. Like he does have to show up soon if he's gonna show up.
Yeah.
Right. And you're right. The buys are needed. My thing is this. You know how I told you privately how I'm getting my tickets. Right. So I want the buys to stay low for right now. All right. I'm doing a certain way to get my tickets. So, any final words, Wally? Before we get out of here, my guy.
Oh man, nothing, man. It's great being on the show. I want folks to make sure they watch Impact Wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Watch all the, you know, watch all the black wrestlers out there, man. They dope. You know what I mean? Swerve out there doing big things. You know what I'm saying? So
this thing. Anybody hear about this? We are yeah. here. Who are we? I mean, anybody
the soundtrack?
Yeah, anybody yeah. listen to it at all?
I haven't yet, but I heard some good things about it.
Yeah, it came out Saturday.
Yeah, I heard some good things about it. I want to check it out myself.
I actually forgot about it until I put this picture up here today. But if she's on a cover like this, meaning Jay Cardale, she is straight money. She wore the Riddler outfit on Friday. Again, I know we talk a lot of AEW today, and I apologize for that because I did have some stuff about AEW I want to talk about.
Black people?
Yeah, it's all black people. Their way of saying we care about black wrestlers.
Yeah.
This is Tony Khan trying to
That's what it was. I mean, I get it. I ain't stupid. And I just want AEW fans out there. Like, I love AEW, but keep that same energy when y'all talk about Vince and what goes on in the WWE. What's going on AEW? Keep that same energy. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Out of nowhere, we got a whole black CD.
Yeah, keep that same energy. That's all I'm saying. Keep that same energy. That's all I'm saying.
And you can like the product.
Keep that same energy when you describe certain things that are happening in WWE to what's happened in AEW, because they're similar things. Keep that same energy though.
In case you don't know who he's talking about, you motherfucker.
Same energy. That's all I want. I want that same energy.
So as I said, with that being said, guys, we're gonna get up out of here. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say yourself, "I love me some me." And don't love God. Yo, that's crazy. We out of here, and he got to go to the bathroom. You lasted,
I'm good
nice.
Now.
You did it.
I'm good now.
You lasted.
I'm good now.
You did
I'm
it. We out of here, y'all.
Everybody got a price. Everybody's going to pay. There's a $1 million man always in his way.
Million dollar man. It's like the illest posse cut right here, man. Sean Watts on the track. Zeus. Down one. Reborn, Quill, The Gift, and yours truly, Fred Nuts. I'm one in a million with $1 million flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in it though. If it's a problem, let me know, or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that'll be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss, ain't treated like Virgil. Cause when I